like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Mary Urena.
And this is It's Movie Time.
And it's time to return to the theaters.
Thank you, Mary. It's just wonderful to be back, that's all.
It's familiar but strange and new, and it helped that only six people were in the theater.
Me too.
If you've watched the trailer, and I know you've seen it.
Yeah, we're talking about Tenet now.
I found the soundtrack to be overbearing.
Did you think you missed a little bit of dialogue?
Absolutely.
And they had people wearing masks and so on in the film. And that adds to my frustration.
Part of it was very frustrating.
I've said in my written review that I think Nolan is showing off.
He's showing off, and I also think he needed an editor, because apparently this story had been in his brain for 10 years, and he had worked on it seriously for 6 to 7, and I felt like he threw every idea he had ever had in his head into this script.
Yes.
And for me, it was very convoluted and no character development whatsoever.
No. While it certainly was visually and orally enjoyable, when I have a plot that is so screwed around that I lose concentration, really you shouldn't. One of the characters says, don't try to understand, just feel it.
Yes.
You know, about something in the film, which is exactly what you should do with this. Please don't try to put it all together. I think even Nolan probably would say, well, I don't really know what it's about. But we do know he loves to play with time.
He loves to play with time. He loves to play with people's perception of time and perception of their memories. He came on the scene with the film Memento, which is completely about human memory, and a film that I loved. So this film, you know, I don't think it tried to capture that same magic. I think it was more in the line of Inception.
Exactly.
Without a plot that you could wrap everything you were experiencing around, and without character development to the point that there are things that are happening in the film that you don't understand why that character would do that thing.
Sure.
The lead character, played by John David Washington, doesn't even have a name, which I didn't even realize until the end. They referred to him
the
as
protagonist.
And it's listed in the credits way.
Mary, this is just another one, something else that Nolan throws against the wall and see if it sticks. You know, and it's heavy-handed allegory. In this, he lacks a little bit of the charisma that I had hoped I would see, and that I thought Nolan would try to replicate from all the Bond films, but was a little bit understated, which I'm sure he was coached to do.
Dialogue in the film is often overshadowed by the sound effects.
Oh, Mary.
Especially the scene on these souped-up racing yachts that I don't actually think exist in the world. It doesn't. And there's many scenes that are very contrived just to show the special effects.
I know.
As opposed to...
Here, of course, we're being very Christopher Nolan-ish. We haven't even given a thumbnail sketch of the plot.
I wouldn't know where to begin.
He's an operative who's supposed to stop World War III, and he has to stop Kenneth Branagh playing the very bad oligarch.
He did. With the typical cinematic, very young...
Yes, the trophy wife, Elizabeth Debicki.
She's an Australian actress who is 6'3" tall.
She's amazing.
And she is very good in the role that she is given. But again, what little character development there is expressed through her character, Kat.
Yes.
It's about the future and an algorithm that's been created in the future that is represented in these very apocalyptic looking pieces of machinery that are a key hidden in 9 spots in the past that, if they're brought together, could bring about the destruction of the world in that time.
And you can see this in 70mm. Gateway Film Center has it. And so I'm torn between that experience and my Dolby experience. We've been waiting for months.
Waiting for months for a summer blockbuster released in the theaters.
Bringing people back.
And this is a film, because of the incredible special effects, seeing it on a big screen is what will impress you, because they are incredibly conceived and executed special effects.
Yes, yes. But Mary Urena, the film is Tenet.
Okay. A D.
Well, let me offset you by giving it a B.
Okay.
And
it's an average film at C. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.